Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio. We've been having a good old natter, Ruth Mortimer, who was a Phoenix FM presenter. She was here for about 2 years ago, is it?
It was two years ago.
Can't believe it. It's great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
And you're here today to talk about forest bathing.
I am, yes.
Now, that is something that I have never heard of before, and it's brand new, so tell us all about it.
I suppose, first of all, I should say it's not getting in your swimsuit and sort of swimming amongst the trees, although that would be nice. But actually, it's come from Japan. There's lots of ancient practices in Japan and many other cultures sort of working with nature for health and wellness. But in Japan, in the 80s, the government and the Japanese Forest Agency worked together to look at the physical and mental well-being of particularly their city dwellers, and looked at an experiment of getting them out into nature and the benefits, and really looked at that and scientifically as well. So from that grew the art of Shinrin-yoku, which is forest bathing, which literally means to bathe in the forest, but it's bathing in the atmosphere. Essentially, it's going for a walk outside in nature, which, you know, we probably all go, well, yeah, obviously that's good for you. But they've gone through it quite scientifically and created lots of different exercises to sort of waken up your senses and actually really be with the forest rather than on your mobile phone or just walking the dog and that's it. So,
This something that you do on your... It's part of a group, isn't it?
Well, it can be both. I mean, essentially, it's probably something that we naturally used to do and we probably all would do if we allowed ourselves to just naturally. But, of course, we don't. We just forget or we've got, you know, time schedules. So I have trained to be a forest bathing guide and I can lead you... I could just lead you on your own or in a group for some ideas and then sort of facilitate that. So lots of invitations, really. But then you could take it away and you could go and do it on your own. You know, every day, go out into the forest, into the woods, into your garden even, and do it. So it's not, I suppose it's a bit like the idea of if you're familiar with meditating, you can meditate on your own, but sometimes it's easier or nicer or interesting if you're doing it in a group where someone's maybe facilitating and giving you some invitations and guidance along the way.
See, I'm into ASMR, which is the auto-sensory meridian response, which is to do with sounds and how they affect you. And it's a similar thing when you're walking out, you know, if you're walking through a forest or you're just out, we've got so much lovely green space here in Essex. It's the, you don't, if you're not, don't see anybody, you're not talking, it's just your feet making the noise on the earth and then you hear that, the rustling through and it all affects your senses and it actually calms.
It's awakening those senses, and sound is one, smell, sight, touch, and actually a lot of those senses we kind of almost numb or switch off when we're in our busy everyday to day lives, because actually it would be a bit too much if we were hearing everything that was going on all the time. And yet when you go out into nature, it's actually been proven that it by doing exactly what you were saying, you are activating your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part that calms you down and stops all that adrenaline and cortisol and all the crazy stress stuff going on in your body. And actually looking again at the scientific research that they've done into it, it's, you know, they will measure your cortisol levels before and after and see how they've gone down. And it's not just after you've done your forest bathing walk, it then lasts for quite a few days. If you do, I think it's what, 2 hours of a forest bathing walk, that can last up to 30 days where your stress levels are reduced, your natural killer cells in your body, your immune system is powered up and lasts from that as well. So it's quite exciting. I mean, I've always been interested in, you know, meditation and Reiki and mindfulness and followed various practices. But last year I was living and working in the beautiful hills and mountains of Wales in the woodlands and enjoying that. But I suddenly became critically ill and found myself in intensive care. Although there was a beautiful view outside my window of the hills of Wales. And I know that that helped me. And since then, I've done some reading about patients who have views of nature recover far quicker than without. And when I came back home, it took me months to recover. And I was sort of slowly getting out and walking, to start with kind of go as far as the garden, but eventually got up to the woods near me. And just really noticed the difference that was compared to walking along the street. And through that, started to sort of do a little bit of my own research and reading. But then I also applied for a job when I was ready to work again, a part-time job at my local woods, at the visitor centre there. And one of the things I had to do was propose an event idea.
Yeah.
So I looked at sort of a series of events, wellness in the woods from Tai Chi and yoga, and stumbled across, whilst looking and researching for this, Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing. I thought, what's that? And from that, whilst, yeah, I proposed all of that in my interview and got the job, yay. But I realised that's what I wanted to pursue a bit further and see if I could learn more about it and invite others, and perhaps then other people might experience what I've experienced or other benefits. I originally am from Essex, but I haven't lived here that much, and I might have actually previously judged it before and go, oh, it's none of that going on at all. Actually, when you start to plug into it, there's some really interesting stuff going on, some great wellness and health, alternative health, holistic health offerings out there, because actually there are loads of places to go. Again, I think I prejudged Essex and thought it was all a bit too built up. There's loads of beautiful places.
Yeah.
Lots of, you know, hidden gems of, you know, not just forests, but, you know, other beauty by the coast.
Yep.
So yeah, and there's been a lot of interest, which is again really exciting, and in one ways it surprised me. I didn't expect like my first event to sell out, but at the same time it's actually makes sense, a lot of sense, because I think a lot of people in Essex are actually probably commuting up to London pretty stressed out and are looking for different ways to find a remedy for that.
So have you already held the first event, or have you got that coming up?
I've done some little groups, yeah. But the first big event is coming up. That is on the 16th of June. That's down at Belfez Woods in Leigh-on-Sea. That's all fully booked. But there's a couple of other events coming up. So I've been working with Essex Wildlife Trust. They have kindly allowed me to use some of their private reserves. It's absolutely beautiful to take small private groups to. But they've got some of their big visitor centres as well. The one near you guys in Brentwood is Thorndon Countryside Centre.
Yeah.
And we've got an event coming up very soon, actually, Sunday the 9th of June. And there's still spaces for that. So you can get in touch with Essex Wildlife Trust, Thorndon Countryside Centre, give them a call, their number's on their website, and book your spot and come and try
it. What happens? What will be happening on the day? What time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock, so just get there a little bit before. I always say make sure that you're prepared to walk outside. But it's not, you know, a fast hike, it's quite slow. So, you know, you can get a little bit chillier if it's, you know, colder weather.
Yeah.
If it's raining, we'll still go out. We'll enjoy the rain. That will be part of it. And then, yeah, it's sort of about 2.5 hour session. And I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, we sort of do a little bit of a group talk, go for a bit of a walk, little invitations to exercises. Some people, oh, when I say exercises, I mean, you know, you're smelling something or touching or,
yeah,
or breathing rather than jumping
skipping
jacks.
Yeah.
None of that. Although you could if you felt so inclined, actually. And that's the nice thing about it, actually, is it's whatever you want it to be. So, you know, there's lots of invitations. Some of them might work, some of them might not for you. Everyone can walk out with a different thing. Some people just go, that was really nice. Some people it can be quite deep and profound and actually be part of their own journey for whatever reason that might be. The other day a lady was talking about some trees and the passing of her grandmother and the trees reminding her of that, and it became quite a special moment. But equally, some people will just go, oh, that was nice, and that's it, and that's okay.